Morning Watch, Philippians Week 4, Counting All Things Lost to Gain Christ. Wednesday Related Verses. Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. But what things were gains to me, these I have counted as loss on account of Christ. But moreover, I also count all things to be loss on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as refuse, that I may gain Christ. Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Thus says Jehovah, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, and let not the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, that he has insight and knows me, that I am Jehovah, who exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on the earth. For in these things I delight, declares Jehovah. Luke chapter 14, verse 33. In the same way, therefore, every one of you who does not forsake all his own possessions cannot be my disciple. Matthew chapter 13, verses 45 and 46. Again, the kingdom of the heavens is like a merchant seeking fine pearls. And finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Acts chapter 20, verse 24. But I consider my life of no account, as if precious to myself, in order that I may finish my course and the ministry which I have received from the Lord Jesus, to solemnly testify of the gospel of the grace of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the coming glory to be revealed upon us. Portions from the Life Study Messages. When we come to Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 and 8, we come to the heart of this book. Here we are initiated into the experience of Christ. In verse 7, Paul speaks of what things were gains to me. These are the things mentioned in verses 5 and 6. All the things which were once gains to Paul hindered him and held him back from participating in Christ and enjoying him. Hence, on account of Christ, all the gains were a loss to him. Whereas in verse 7, Paul refers specifically to religious things. In verse 8, he goes on to say, I also continue to count all things to be loss. Paul counted as loss on account of Christ, not only the things of his former religion, but all other things as well. According to the context, Paul is not speaking of superficial outward things. He is not concerned mainly with material things. His concept is much deeper and is related to religious, philosophical, and cultural things, even to our domestic logic and national philosophy, things hidden deep within us. It is very difficult for us to set aside these things in order to give ground to Christ and experience him. May the enemy's subtlety be exposed, and may we truly count all things loss, including our own philosophy and logic, on account of Christ and the experience and enjoyment of him. Portions from the footnotes. Philippians chapter 3, verse 8. But moreover, I also count all things to be loss, on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as refuse, that I may gain Christ. Note 1, referencing the word but. Verses 8 through 11 being one long sentence, are like the ascending steps of a staircase, bringing us higher and higher until we reach the peak in verse 11. Note 2, referencing the word also. Paul counted as loss on account of Christ not only the things of his former religion listed in verse 5 and 6, but all other things as well. Note 3, referencing the word excellency. The excellency of the knowledge of Christ is derived from the excellency of his person. The Jews consider the law of God given through Moses the most excellent thing in human history. Hence, they are zealous for the law. Paul participated in that zeal. But when Christ was revealed to him by God, he saw that the excellency, the supereminence, the supreme preciousness, the surpassing worth of Christ far exceeded the excellency of the law. His knowledge of Christ issued in the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. On account of this, he counted as loss not only the law and the religion founded according to the law, but all things. Note 4, referencing the word on. The phrase as to, which may be rendered according to, is used 3 times in verses 5 and 6, with the law, zeal, and righteousness. The phrase on account of, which may be rendered because of, is used 3 times in verses 7 and 8, with Christ twice, and with the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. Christ stands in contrast to the law, the zeal for it, and the righteousness in it. The excellency of the knowledge of Christ and Christ himself are in contrast to all things and to the law. On account of Christ and the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, Paul gave up the law, his zeal for it, the righteousness in it, and all other things. This indicates that Christ and the excellency of the knowledge of Christ are far superior to the law and all things. Note 5, referencing the word refuse. Referring to dregs, rubbish, filth, that which is thrown to the dogs, hence dog food, dung. There is no comparison between such things and Christ. Note 6, referencing the word gain. To know Christ is not merely to have the knowledge concerning him, but to gain his very person. Christ is the embodiment of the fullness of the Godhead and the reality of the shadows of all positive things. To gain something requires the paying of a price. To gain Christ is to experience, enjoy, and take possession of all his unsearchable riches by paying a price.